Hello. So, if you just do what you've always done, you'll just get what you've always gotten. I'm going to add to that that if you just do what everybody else thinks you should do, you will just get what everybody else thinks you should have. Sometimes in life, you need to sit back, take a look, and ask yourself, am I where I want to be? And if not, how can I get there? Sometimes, yes, it's continuing on the path you set to reach a goal. But sometimes you need to really think outside the box. You need to think differently. You need to look at paths that generally you don't consider, or that might look a little scary, a little unusual. You need to look at doing the thing that, you know, other people haven't considered. Sometimes you need to look at that crazy idea that you've always had and go, you know what, that might work. I spent most of my life desperately wanting and working toward having my own format, my own homestead, and I did not have a high-paying job. And my family told me, yeah, right, it's not going to happen. You're going to have to, you know, go get one of these 9-to-5 corporate kind of jobs that pays a lot of money and work your butt off, you know, for most of your life. And when you retire, you might get one. You might be able to afford it. And I did not wish to accept that. And so when I got into an accident and had a settlement of a very small settlement, I took that money and I bought a piece of land. Now, it had nothing on it. It didn't even have a driveway. I couldn't get onto it from the road. Not landlocked, but just, you know, not developed. And then I spent 5 years building my own place on it. And everyone said I was crazy. I can't disagree with them. I guess I am. On the other hand, I have that, now mind you, I was in my mid-40s when I did this. And now I have this beautiful place. Is it everything that I had figured it would be? No. I've got a lot of work left to do. But it's mine and I can do that work now. This is something that people should consider. There are ways to get that homestead you want that don't involve taking a huge mortgage. So take a look around, ask yourself, you know, is this something I want to do? Am I ready to take a leap? Am I ready to be a little crazy? And see if it could work out for you. One of my very favorite books is Goodnight Opus by Burke Breathed. And the line in it that sticks out always: she continued the story, but departed the text. I'll put, you know, the book up on my website for you to look at. It's a wonderful book. But that's kind of the idea there. You can write your own story. You can go out and have that special place and make it your very own. Even if it looks crazy, even if all the odds are against you, you can make it work. There are ways to do it. Don't jump blindly. Do your research. I've never regretted it. You've been listening to the Jonesing for Something Different podcast, brought to you by Echoes of the Garden. For more information, please visit our website at www.echoesofthegarden.net.